Hi, thank you for visiting the Remnant Church podcast. We hope that this message will be seed planted in the fertile ground of your heart, watered a seed that has already been planted, and that the Lord of the harvest will bring the increase. May it take roots downward and fruit grow upward and outward. Let us join the message already in progress.
Turn with me to 2 Kings chapter 6. I want to read verses 24 and 25 first. And it came to pass after this that Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, gathered all of his hosts and went up. And there was a great famine in Samaria. And behold, they besieged it until an ass's head was sold for 40 pieces of silver. And a fourth part of a calf dung was sold for 5 pieces of silver. And then chapter 7, verse 3. And here's the key. And there were 4 leprous men entering in at the gate. And they said one to another, "Why sit we here until we die? If we say we'll enter into the city, the famine is in the city and we shall die there. But if we sit here, we're also going to die. Now therefore come and let us fall unto the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. But if they kill us, we shall but die." Listen to this. "And they rose up in the twilight to go in the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the uttermost part of the camp, behold, there was no man there. For the Lord," somebody said, "the Lord did it. For the Lord hath made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and horses and great hosts of one another. And they said, 'Lo, the king of Israel has hired against us the Hittites, Egyptians, to come upon us.' Wherefore they arose and fled in the twilight and left their tents, horses, and asses and camp as it was and fled for their lives. And when these lepers came to the uttermost part of the camp, they went in one tent and did eat and drink and carried then silver and gold and raiment and went in and hid it and came again and entered into another tent and did the same thing. And they said one unto another, 'We do not well. This day is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. If we do, and we tarry till the morning, some mischief will come upon us. Now, therefore, come, that we may go and tell the king's household.'" Let us pray. Now, Father, we thank you that we know that the year of 2024 was the year the Lord did it. And now, a few weeks ago, Pastor Andrews said the word for 2025 is raise the bar. So this morning, Lord, I want to preach on how to make a march of faith. And Father, give me a gift of utterance and a holy unction, for I'm dependent upon you. And I ask you, Lord, let the word connect. And in this altar, show us your glory. And all God's people said. Now before you sit down, turn to about 2 people and say, "Today is my day." And you may be seated. Now the Syrian army had surrounded the city of Samaria. They cut off all avenues into the city. The city was blockaded. No one could leave and no one could enter. The food supply had dwindled and the people of that city were starving to death. Even the wealthy could not obtain a morsel of bread. And the Bible tells us what's so terrible, that the people had begun to eat the flesh of their own children. So the people made a cry to God, the prophet Elisha, who was there. And you know what Elisha did? He prophesied, he said, within 24 hours, there's going to be plenty of food. And that day, a bit of flour couldn't be bought for $100. The next day, the same hour, they'd be able to buy all the flour they desire for just a few pennies. And you know, you always have the doubters. One of the men standing near heard Elijah's prophecy, Elisha's, and look at what he said. He said, "If the Lord made windows in heaven, might this thing be?" He was mocking God. He was filled with doubt. And Elisha looked at him and said, "Thou shalt see it with thine eyes, but thou shalt not eat thereof." Now, the men God used to bring this deliverance were not likely prospects. They only numbered 4. They were sitting at the entrance of the gate of Samaria, and they were lepers. Now, lepers were unclean. Anywhere lepers went, they had to cry, unclean, unclean, and people ran from them. And these lepers were starving to death. And you know what? They were dying. Now, look at these four men. They were sick with leprosy. Look at them. They were starving to death, and they sat in a death trap. Now, let me ask you this. Could they get any lower? Could their suffering be any greater? Could they have any less hope? Could it be anybody worse off than they are? Yet, somehow, there was a stirring of faith in their hearts. And there was a feeling of hope in their spirits. Church, today I believe our God is a God that will give you help in a helpless situation. I believe our God is a God that will give you hope in a hopeless situation. And as they sat there, they began to think about their condition and what could they do. And finally, they came into agreement. Something could be done about it. It was just a little faint prospect, but it was all they had. Sitting there at the city gate was starvation staring them at the face. Sickness and death staring them in the face. They asked themselves a question. And it was a question that stirred themselves to action, that aroused the faith within their soul. They stepped there and looked at one another and made this statement. Why sit we here until we die? Why should we stay here because we're going to die? They could have asked themselves unanswerable question. They could have said, oh, why has this happened to us? What have I done to deserve this? Let me tell you, when our attitude in life is filled with fear, why ask why? When we ask that question, all it does is increase our misery, and it increases our torment. It pulls us down deeper. It makes the doom and gloom get thicker around our eyes. It makes the dark night get darker. And our hopes get slimmer and they fade away. Now, many of those questions remain until eternity. Now, I want to tell you something this morning. I don't know what you're going through, but I'll tell you this. You and I, we can do what the lepers did. They said, we can say, hey, why sit I here until I die? I've got this problem. I've got all this going on. But why don't I this morning, January the 26th of 2025, why don't I stand up, even though I'm weak, and strike a blow of deliverance and believe God for a miracle? Don't patty cake. Give God a praise. 2024 was a year that, what happened? God did it. 2025 is a year that the pastor said we're raising the bar. But I'm going to tell you one thing. January the 26th, Sunday morning, is a day that we are going to begin, every one of us, to make the march of faith. And I don't care where you are. I don't care how many problems you have. God is bigger than the devil. Somebody help me preach and I'll get this thing preached this morning. God is bigger than the devil. His power is stronger than the devil's power. And greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Somebody shout hallelujah. Why don't I this day toss my pride? Toss my self-pity. Throw caution to the wind. Why don't I rise up? And what little faith I've got left, let it go up to God. Now, I'm going to tell you this. It's not big faith that moves God, but it's a big God that'll move when you turn your faith loose up to him. Now, when you do that, God will step in and begin to stir your heart. He'll throw light upon your situation. He will give you new help. Who needs new help this morning? He'll give you new hope. Who needs new hope this morning? He'll make a way of escape that you can bear it. Because God can put a hole in the wall. Somebody shout amen. God can put an oasis in the desert. Well, Pastor, I don't see a way out. God will make a way where there is no way. He is the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth, and He is greater than the devil, and He is inside of you. Somebody say amen. Man, I feel like I'm plugged in. The switch is turned on this morning. He can build a bridge. He'll come to you if you'll only get a stirring in your faith. And I believe the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ is in this house. And my prayer is that the Spirit of Christ would begin to stir your faith and believe you that God can make a way for you. It doesn't matter what you figure out. It doesn't matter how you feel. It doesn't matter what you touch, taste, or smell. But it only matters what the infallible, unchangeable, unalterable Word says. If somebody say amen. God's Word works. Now notice this. If we'll only get a stirring in our faith. Number one, we got to say, why sit we here until we die? Look at somebody and say, your situation's going to change this morning. I've already seen the end of it. I believe it. We can do what the four men did. First of all, they rose up from where they sat. See, they'd sat there so long that it had become a familiar place. It was a place of security, even though it was a place of torment. They must have dreaded to leave there and turn their backs on the former place. It was frightening to rise up and strike out for the unknown. Let me tell you, if you want God to do something He's never done for you, you got to begin to do things you've never done for God. You've got to rise up from where you sit and say, I believe God. Strike out. It's frightening, but strike out in the unknown to go where the Syrian army was. They said to one another, why sit we here till we die? Look at me. I'm saying to all of you this morning, why sit there until you die? You those listening online, why do you sit there till you die? Yeah. Now they said to one another, why sit we here? So you know what? We're going to make some changes. We're going to rise up. Somebody say, I'm fixing to rise up this morning. Now listen, where do you sit spiritually? In your beliefs and your thoughts. Do you think in your mind there's no hope? Why don't you this morning recognize the power of God? I'm talking about the power of God that caused the millions of people to walk through the desert, the children of God, and then were fed manna every day, and they drank water out of a solid rock, and they never had to buy clothes, because as they grew, the clothes grew with them. Now, some of you women should have said amen. As you know, your clothes just go with you. Shoes never wore out. Do you recognize the power of God? My Bible tells me that there was a river Jordan, and they were ready to cross that river. And Scripture said, Joshua said, line the people up and put the Ark of the Covenant at the front. And when I say go, keep your eyes on the Ark and keep on marching. And let me tell you something. Don't open your mouths. So as they begin to march, you know how people are. Somebody probably thought, hey, how are we going to get over there? We need to form a ways and means committee. Let me tell you something, friend. God knows the ways and He has the means to do His work. Keep your eyes on Jesus and keep on marching. Somebody said, well, drown beneath the waves of the briny Jordan River. Keep your eyes on the ark and keep on marching. We'll never make it. Keep your eyes on the ark and keep on marching. How is this going to happen? That's not your business. Keep your eyes on the Word of God and keep on marching. And my Bible tells me that when the priest touched the brink of the Jordan River, that the waves started dashing and the spray started flying, and they walked across Jordan River on dry land. Do you know what Romans 8 tells us? That God gave you and me Jesus Christ. Which, how many believe Jesus was the greatest gift? And then the next verse it says, shall He not give you everything else you need? And all holy living and godliness? You should never doubt praying for God to move in your life. You know why? Because he's already moved. He's already given you the greatest. So cannot he give you less? And will he hold back any less? Do you recognize the power of God? Do you recognize the Holy Ghost of God? Do you recognize the miracle working power of God? Now, what is your position this morning? In healing? Of spirit? Of mind and body? Let me ask you something. And I want you to respond when I ask you this. Do you really believe the Bible? Amen. Oh, that was... I want you to answer like you're hollering at your young'uns. Do you really believe the Bible? Yeah. Okay. The Bible says all things are possible. That felt so good. I'm going to say it again. The Bible says all things are possible to him that believeth. Somebody say, I'm a believer. I'm not a doubter. The four lepers sat at the place of death. Where do you sit this morning? First of all, are you right with God? If you died today, do you know you'd go to heaven? Well, I hope so, think so. That ain't going to cut it, judgment day and death day. I believe that you can know that you know that you've been washed in the blood that stained the old rugged cross of Calvary. The leper said, if we sit here, we're going to die. Therefore, we're going to rise up from where we sit. We're going to make a change. Today, that is a day that I'm going to turn loose of the familiar. I'm going to believe God to do a supernatural work in my life by the Holy Ghost. And then they made a march of faith. No man or woman has ever reached God without a march of faith. Scripture says the just shall live by faith. I remember we was having a revival crusade years ago in Pennsylvania. And the place was packed to capacity. And all at once this lady started hollering. This lady weighed over 400 pounds. And she was a running like a young girl. And she was knocking people in. I said, somebody find out what's going on with this woman. So they pulled her over here. And she said, where'd he go? I said, what are you talking about? You looking for somebody? She said, when I walked in here, I had a tumor on my stomach as big as a football. I've had it for 20 years. But tonight, when the Spirit of Jesus Christ began to move in this house, nobody laid hands on me but the man with the seamless robe. He laid his hands on me, and all at once, that tumor just vanished. She asked me, she said, I want to know where it go. I said, I guess it went back to hell. I don't know where it went. But I do know one thing. The Spirit of God went into that tumor and dematerialized it. And I believe there's somebody here today. God's going to make a way for you where you have never believed there to be a way. They made a march of faith. They leaned. The men stumbled and they fell. They picked each other up and they walked and they crawled. That's a picture of a walk of faith. It's not all tiptoe through the tulips. But there's times you'll believe God that you'll get your nose bloody. Touch somebody and say he's preaching this morning to somebody in this house. There's going to be times that you fall flat on your back and fall flat on your face. But that's a picture of faith. It's not smooth or easy. And while you're making a march of faith, I know some will praise you and some will curse you. Look at these four men. They were hungry, but they marched on. They were sick, but they marched on. They were dying, but they marched on. Pain tortured them, but they marched on. Danger and death stalked them, but they marched on. They were alone in the night, but they marched on. Every step, agony shot through their body, but they marched on. You know why they marched on? They had seen a glimmer of light, and they have felt the stirring of faith, and they believed that some way, somehow, God was going to bring them out. I'll tell you something, friend. God, if there's not a way for you, God will create a way for you today. Some of you this morning, you're not going under, you're going over, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Somebody shout amen or oh me, it doesn't matter. Now, some way God's going to deliver them. There are three things the lepers did. Number one, they said, why sit we here till we die? I hope some of you are tired of the situation you're in. When they did, they fanned the spark of faith. Second, they rose up from where they sat. They left the familiar place. Number three, they started out in faith. They made a march of faith. No matter what your problem is, you can do the same thing, and our God, who's no respecter of person, will make a way for you. Well, Pastor Reed, I'm facing a problem. Serious, precious situation. The devil may be telling you, why has this happened to you? But at the same time, the Lord is trying to press you from your old familiar ground into a walk of faith. Trust the Lord this morning, begin a beginning. Rise up from where you sit and make that march of faith. Now, I'll tell you, the march of faith will bring victory to you. Look at someone and say, he's talking to you. The Syrian army had gone to sleep because they were not expecting an attack. And the God who never sleeps saw those four men coming. And he smiled and said, you know what? That's my army. God and one person is the majority over any problem that come against you. And suddenly when they started marching, there was a sound of thousands of cavalry. There were shouts of thousands of soldiers, the rumble and the roar of chariots of fire. The earth began to tremble like an earthquake. The Syrian army woke and said, the king of Israel hath hired against us the armies of the Hittites and others. Let us run for our lives. They didn't know it, but there were only four men coming. There was no human army out there, just four men and Almighty God. You and God is a majority over anything that you or your family come against. When those lepers came in the Syrian camp, it was deserted. They filled themselves with food and treasure, and finally they said, this is not right. We got to go back. And then they thought about the prophet Elijah prophesying, joy, dancing in the street, healing and miracles. Listen, the singers can come now. It all happened because someone made a march of faith. What was true back then is true today. God, look at me. God has promised deliverance to all of us. Somebody say this. Say, God has promised deliverance for me. God cannot lie. It's going to happen. God has promised deliverance for you. He's promised to save you. He's promised to heal you, to prosper you. Some won't believe it, and some will not experience it. But, oh, I'm so excited, waiting to see what God's going to do. When we rise up from where we sit, and when we begin to make a march of faith, we will see God's deliverance. And if you want to experience God's deliverance this morning, get on your feet and put your hands together and give God praise. Come on, stand up. Hallelujah. No patty caking. Come on now. Hey! Are you ready? Look at someone and say, are you ready? All right, without any further waiting, I want you to get out from where you at and come up here. If you're ready to make a march of faith and you're ready for God to get a hold of your situation and turn your situation around. If you're ready and they'll let you out, get out right now and come up here. Come on. They're coming. They're coming from the front. They're coming from the sides. There's people trying to get out. Let them get out by you. Come on. Just come as close as you can. Miracle Sunday. Supernatural power. God's raised the bar. And we're going to make a march of faith. We're not going to leave defeated. We're not going to leave discouraged. But we're going to make a march of faith. There's others still coming. Come on, we're in no hurry. Some of you need to come for your children, your family. Come on. Some of you need a healing. Come on, God's healing power is ready. Some of you need a healing in your finances. He can give you a miracle there too. Come on. Just come closely. Hey! God is going to turn your situation around today. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Okay, here's what we're going to do. I want everybody to repeat after me. Say, Almighty God, your word tells me, if I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and if I believe in my heart that you raised Christ from the dead, you said I'd be saved. So according to your word, which cannot lie, I confess Jesus Christ is Lord. And I believe in my heart that on the third day, Jesus kicked the bottom out of the grave and stood and said, I'm alive. And I believe that. So right now, according to your word, I am washed by the blood of Jesus. I am cleansed by the blood of Jesus. And I am saved. Somebody shout in this place. In the car at home there, you're saved. Now let me tell you something. Read the word every day. Pray. Find you a church that'll tell you the truth, whether you like it or not, and commit yourself to it. Get baptized. Okay? The Lord woke me up the other night and said, Sunday morning, the Spirit of Jesus Christ is going to manifest himself in this church. Listen now. And the way he's going to do it is by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Now, anybody else? I'm going to give you one more chance. You want to make a march of faith and you did a miracle today. Now, and everybody say an aisle's an altar. The altar's packed, but just come and step in an aisle. Anybody else, once you come? I'm going to give you an opportunity and then we're going to pray. Come on, brothers, come with me. Now, we're in no hurry this morning. Everybody say, I'm in no hurry. I'm going to start up here on the front. I'll start in the middle right here. But as I lay hands on you, if two agree, it shall be done. The presence of Jesus is going to come upon you. And miracles are going to take place in your life. Come up here on the front. Come up here on the front. Get behind her. Okay, everybody. Now listen, let me tell you what happens when we pray for people. That's all right. Just let the aisles back up to the door. It's okay. When I lay hands on people, power is going to be released through the fire of God. Now, you that are out there, if you'll reach your hands toward these, when power hits them, it'll hit you too. I'll never forget, I was on radio one Friday morning, and a man called in and said, let me tell you what happened last week. I was in the Friday night fire service at East Calhoun. I was sitting on this side, and my father was in a nursing home. He couldn't think right. He was terribly. And I went to the altar and believed God for my dad. And my brother was standing back there. And when the power hit me, the power hit my brother and said, I've healed your dad. So they went to see him. And you know what? He had clarity of mind. They called the doctors and they said, would you check him next week? They came and checked him. You know what they did? They sent him home. Give God praise. Amen. Miracle power. Nothing is impossible with God. Everybody say this. Say, the fire of God is the Spirit of Jesus. Now reach your hand toward this altar. Brother Keith, go ahead and let's play it. Play it loudly too. Somebody say, send the fire. Say, send the fire. Send the fire.
Thank you for listening to Remnant Church. Our service times are Sunday at 11 a.m. and Sunday evening at 6 p.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. We would love for you to visit with us in person at 5134 Joe Frank Harris Parkway in Adairsville, Georgia. Until then, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. And may the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen.